This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Look at Beyonce and Jay-Z buying their $200 million house in Malibu, California, all purchased in cash.
Cold, hard. Sheesh. How many duffel bags do you think that was full of money?
A lot.
A lot of duffel bags.
The most expensive purchase ever recorded in the state of California.
And of course it was B&J.
$200 million. Now, they're both worth plenty more. I mean, Beyonce's tour, her Renaissance tour, is supposed to bring in like $1 billion.
They're billionaires. We get it.
Her net worth, shy of $500 million. So they used $200 of the $500 million to buy the house.
Oh, just slight.
But hold on. Just because Beyonce's worth $500 million, Jay-Z's worth $2.5 billion, everyone.
They got a lot of bread.
He's worth like five times more than Beyonce.
I'd say
$2.5 billion.
I'd say in equity they're about the same though. They own about the same amount of property as far as life goes. You know what I'm saying?
They give each other credibility.
Yeah,
and I agree with that.
Yeah, listen, they're equals and partners and all of that good stuff. But $200 million is crazy for a house.
This house is 30,000 square feet. It looks like three malls. I mean, you probably get the workout just from walking from one end of the house to the other.
They could Airbnb half of it and still never see the tenants.
Hey,
they make some of that money back. Honestly, that's a smart play if they listening.
Probably have rooms they're never going to go in or see.
They're going to be like, we got a basement one day.
What? Go ahead.
Post Malone. We've got tickets to see him this morning and every day this week coming up at 7:45.
Going crazy, man. This whole week.
He's going to be at Alpine Valley on July 15th. And I've seen him before. It's a great show.
Oh, you got to keep rubbing it in. Oh, I've seen Post Malone. Man.
I saw him one time a year ago, and it was a great show. We're going to have tickets for you, 7:45. And then coming up next, we're going to talk about our weekend, right?
Yeah, man. Going to talk about half my weekend, not the whole weekend.
Lots of stuff. Why only half?
Because.
Okay, well, we have my birthday recap.
Which is part of my birthday recap is your birthday recap.
And we can talk about a few things from my birthday party.
Yeah, we can.
And some other things.
That we can't talk about.
There's actually a lot of things we can't talk about for my birthday. But there's some things we can talk about.
That's
and
right.
We're going to do that next. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. We have got your tickets to see Post Malone 7:45 this morning. I'm so excited about that. And the weekend was very interesting.
The weekend, man, it was all over the place.
Where do we even start, DZ?
We start with your birthday, duh.
Did you and Aaron have fun? I'm so glad you guys came out for my birthday.
We had a blast.
Okay,
we had a blast. It was a nice little group of folks there. Honestly, it was a good time.
It was an interesting mix of people. It was good.
Yeah.
We went to the Lucky Clover on Old World 3rd Street.
Yep. We had never been in there.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife's Irish. So, you know, shame on her heritage.
How could you not go to the Irish bar?
Right.
What's wrong with you? And you guys came out. I was so glad to see you guys. It was an interesting mix of people. Some friends, some coworkers.
That's right. Mom and dad had a night out.
Aaron's
sister came up and babysat young samurai while we popped out and had some drinks and had some fun.
Some
drinks.
We had some shots.
Man, who decided to pull up and say shots? Oh, wait. Yeah, it was me.
Oh, wait. It was DZ.
Oh, wait. Everybody. I started that train. My bad. Oops. Hi. It's me.
Hi, the problem. It's me. Well, DZ came out and had a really good time with everybody. I don't really know what to recap other than I was dancing until the bar opened. The lights came on at the bar when I was still out at 2 a.m. on my birthday. Almost everybody had left. There was only four of us left by that point.
Oh, you still had a squad. That's all you need at that point in the night. No, you got to go. You got a gang there.
I slid into RWB, which everyone says I'm too old for, and I don't care.
Cap,
and
I you not.
And I went in, and I danced for like an hour, and then the lights came on. I went, oh, I guess it's over. I guess my birthday ended.
So I guess I'm not too old to be up in here, huh?
Look at all you people
in bed. Look at y'all going night-night, and I'm out here strong.
Maybe I do have something to prove. maybe there is something there to my birthday. Like, I'm going to show them.
Nah, you was going crazy, though. Having a good time. The entire night was a blast.
Good.
It was great to see everybody there. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you had a good time. As long as you had a good time on your birthday, that's the only thing that matters.
I just felt like I was all over the place in normal alley mode where I wasn't having specific conversations. I was having like short little conversations with people and then I would rotate.
Yeah.
I never really had full great conversations with people.
Well, I mean, everybody knew what it was. Yeah. You was in and out. You had to pop here. You had to talk to everybody there. And then, well, got to go to the bathroom real quick. Hey, come with me. Then you're going to talk in the bathroom for a couple minutes. Then you come back out. Like, come on. You know how it goes, especially on a birthday. It's your day. Yeah. Everybody knew what it was.
I don't know what to report, though, about it. I don't really know what to say.
What was your favorite part of your birthday? Start to finish.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. What do I remember?
Because you said you didn't, you got a little, what, it was a mani-pedi or something like that for the birthday? And then you got lunch, all that stuff?
Thank you. That's a good question. I got up. I went and saw my kids for my birthday. Okay. I went and picked them up and had lunch with them.
Bet.
Because it didn't feel complete without my kids. Like, I needed to see them.
I hear that. Right? I hear that 100%.
So it was nice to see them. Then I went to Ulta and I spoiled myself and I spent a lot of money. I got myself some new perfume. I got some of the things I needed. It was like, I'm going to spend some money on myself. Then I went and had a pedicure with one of my good friends. And then the night started. And we went out. Me and four girls Ubered downtown.
And then shots.
So it was like a perfectly good night.
It was like a well-balanced day right there.
Yeah.
And top it off with a nice little night that ends up being an early morning bar close.
Or I got home at like 3 or something. I don't know. I Ubered home. Got home around 3.
That sounds like the right kind of birthday in my opinion.
It was fun. That's right. What was your favorite part of my birthday?
Favorite part of your birthday?
Yeah.
Probably them tequila shots.
Every time they said take a shot, I said tequila.
Tequila. Shout out Jake, man. He brought up the smooth stuff.
Yeah. Our boy Jake is great. I got to tell you, though, it's funny when you ask people what type of shot they want and they say whatever you're having. Don't say that.
Don't say that.
You don't want what
you don't say that? That is my go-to saying.
No, because I'm looking at some of these people at my birthday going, you can't handle tequila.
Hey, as long as it ain't Malort. You okay?
Well, guess what happened? When I told them I was doing tequila, they went, oh, we'll have a lemon drop. I went, see what I mean? See, I knew you couldn't handle tequila.
Said, never mind.
We don't want tequila. And then anything else from your weekend? I mean, we recapped my birthday.
Well, yeah, the birthday was a big part of the weekend, man. But
what?
But we did take Young Samurai over to Big Truck Day. Downtown. It was a Red Arrow Park. We pulled up.
I want to hear about this.
It was dope. All kinds of trucks. Fire trucks, dump trucks, garbage trucks, or food trucks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I couldn't go in the food truck. I tried. I was like, what? Y'all ain't part of Big Truck Day? I can't just come up in here, see how y'all cook, maybe make myself a little something?
Yeah.
But no, they had the new all-electric parking, the Mustangs, and the new all-electric Connect buses.
Oh.
The MCTS transit buses.
Okay.
They had both. The fully electric, and them things are nice.
Nice.
They are nice, yo.
So wait, so they had all these trucks from the city of Milwaukee, and you could just go take the kid on them and check them out and do everything.
Sammy held as many steering wheels as we'd let him. He was trying to get up in every single truck. We put him in a cop car, and he was like, this is the only time you're going to be in here, boy. He had a stick in his hand. I was like, man's got caught with a deadly weapon.
Don't get comfortable, Sammy.
No, yeah, he stood up, went to walk towards the front. I was like, get up out of there, man. You know we don't do this.
Right.
That was definitely a highlight to the weekend, though, because they had activity centers. His favorite part, besides the trucks, the bubble zone. They had this lady going crazy with some giant rope bubble maker
thing.
Isn't
it funny? Kids, we spend all this money on toys. They want dumb stuff like bubbles. That's it. That's all they want.
Wow, bubbles. That's all he said.
Aww,
well, yeah, that was my highlight. Besides your birthday, of course.
Your child can be your highlight. You know. I'll allow it. All right, 414-533-1037. What did you do this weekend? Tell us something cool. DZ went to see the truck day at
Big
Red
truck
Arrow
day.
Park.
Yep.
We had my birthday party that went off without a hitch, and we want to hear what you guys did. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about something cool we did this weekend. Because it was my birthday on Saturday, and DZ and his wife came out. We had a fun little party downtown at Lucky Clover on Old World 3rd, that street was bumping because of the nice weather. It made me ready.
Popping.
I'm ready for summer.
Listen,
we pulled up in the Uber, and all those patios were packed, and I went,
Yes.
I miss summer. Yes. Summer in this city is so good.
It was so popping out there. My wife and I paid for parking. And we never pay for parking. You hear me? We never pay for parking.
I'm
he was
with
like,
you.
I ain't risking it. I got to pay for parking today, dog.
Yep, there was nowhere else to go.
Nope.
Let's start with Debbie on 4 in Kenosha this morning. Debbie, good morning. Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Good morning. We had our first annual Walk for Hope to End Suicide for the survivor group that I lead in Kenosha.
Nice. Oh, snaps.
Yes.
It was a great success, and there was probably about 50, 60 people, which I know it doesn't sound like a lot of people.
That's
but
a lot.
That sounds like a lot of people to me for people. An event. Yeah.
I didn't have 50 people at my birthday party. Okay. Okay, now.
No, but it went well. That's happy. We're happy to hear that.
I hope it grows every year, and you keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for doing what you're doing for mental health, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
You have to invite us next year. You too. Happy Monday.
We definitely will.
Bye, Debbie. Have a good day.
All right. Let's go to our girl, Amanda, who's in Racine this morning. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Amanda.
Hey.
She did something really cool this weekend. I already know. Amanda, tell us what you did.
So I was in New York City.
Hello.
And watched the Big Apple. Oh, hit a road trip.
So much fun. Yeah, we did a road trip with the baby.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Because I remember she called, said she was listening on the Odyssey app, and I was like, wait, where are they going?
They were driving to New York.
They were driving to NYC. Yeah. How was it?
They're broke.
It was amazing. Yeah, I was broke. I am broke.
Now you're broke.
New York's so expensive. Worth it.
Yeah. New York is expensive.
It
man.
Is.
It's
it
like
is.
LA. Oh, my gosh.
One awesome thing you did in New York. Go just the best thing one
probably Times Square. I mean, we were on the tour bus.
That's it.
Baby was excited on tour bus. That was just we were living life.
The weather was nice out there, I'm assuming.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
Love it. Well, thank you for calling, Amanda. We're glad you had a good time in New York.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
New York City.
Right. And she's back safe. That's good.
Lori is in Cedarburg this morning. I'm excited to hear what she was up to. Lori, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
I went and did Action in Jackson this weekend.
Wait, huh? What's that? Lori, explain.
It is a citywide rummage sale in Jackson City.
Oh.
It is, it's smaller than it was pre-COVID.
Okay.
But they have rot fries. They have, it's so big that they have people rent porta-johns. And you get charged $1 a youth, and then they donate the money for that for good causes.
Oh, that's cool.
So the whole city of Jackson has a rummage sale. That's impressive.
That's really cool, man. Did you come up with anything fun, anything fancy, anything new, or upcycled for yourself?
I'm a huge NASCAR fan, and the guy had a 1/18 scale, which is one of the bigger size cars, from 1995 for $20.
No, snap for $20. So that's a come up right there.
Nice. Well, Lori.
Yep, and then next weekend, we're going to the first Maxwell Street Days in Cedarburg.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Well, you're going to be very busy.
We got a preview for next week, too. Lori, we appreciate your call. Have a good day. Bye.
Before we get to our last caller, somebody texted in and said, last week I texted in saying I spent my weekend sick with COVID. This weekend I had pink eye. Being a mom and a teacher is so fun. Not. And then somebody else, Natalie in Menominee Falls, texted in and said she hung out with Saucy Sandra this weekend. They karaoke'd on Friday.
Brag about it.
That's awesome, Natalie. I love it. That might be our Natalie that won the trip. And finally, let's go to Christine in Brown Deer this morning. Christine, good morning. Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Good morning. I went to my son's soccer game Saturday morning. The weather was beautiful, and they won 7-0.
7-0.
There it is.
Yo.
Very nice.
Who got the hat trick, though? Your son get 3 goals himself? What is going on? Wow.
Let's go.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's the goal right there. That's the winner.
Mm.
Thank you. Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
Nice.
All season fall, they were in first place, and they run the fall rec tournament at Uline Soccer Park, and now they're going strong again this season for spring.
They're about to run the table. Mm-hmm. Christine, congratulations to you and your son coming up with the dub this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, girl.
Welcome.
Bye.
All right. Lots of stuff happening. Rummage sales, walks for suicide and mental health.
Soccer games, or soccer dubs, I should say.
New York City trips. Our listeners were busy this weekend. We love to hear it.
Don't forget, you have a chance to win a trip to see Taylor Swift in LA, you and three of your friends. Every hour that you listen to Kiss FM through the Odyssey app, mm-hmm. instead of just on your radio, get the Odyssey app, listen that way, you're entered to win.
What? So when I'm just in my car listening, I mm-hmm. can't win? No, you got to be listening through the Odyssey app. Download it, AUDACY, log in. Mm-hmm. Every hour you listen to Kiss FM is another entry on top.
Some woman wrote on our Facebook page, I'm listening right now on the Odyssey app, getting my entries for Taylor Swift. I'm like,
perfect.
Get it, girl.
She knows what's up. Do mm-hmm. you know what's up?
Good luck. Listen on the Odyssey app.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what do we got today, DZ?
So today...
Oh, no. What kind of entry did you get? People need advice. They ask DZ
for it. You could hit us up. You could slide into the DMs. You could send us an email. You could just... write it up on Facebook, whatever it is. Send it to us, 103.7 Kiss FM.
We're going
to get
it.
This one comes from somebody that wants to be completely anonymous.
Fair.
So they said, please keep my name anonymous.
They spelled it wrong.
So we're going to call him Mouse. And Mouse wrote in, said, 15 years with my beautiful wife, but I hate my life.
Oh, God.
This one's a strong one for a Monday. I got to clear my throat.
Oh, my.
So again, he said, please keep my name anonymous. So Mouse wrote in, said, I can't explain this in any way, but I hate my life. My wife and I have been married for 15 years. Our kids are amazing, and my wife is hands down the best wife anyone could imagine or asked for, but I'm dissatisfied and unhappy at all times. I know I'm the problem, not them. Leaving seems like the best option for my family. I just think they'd be better off without me there. If you have advice, please help away. Mouse.
How long have you been with your wife?
The dude's been... Oh, I was like,
you.
Mouse, 15
no, you,
years.
You.
10, 12 years.
Okay, because I feel like...
You know, married since 2016.
I was not married that long. I was married for less than 5 years, but... I feel like everybody, does everybody hit this point where you hate your significant other and then you have to work through it because it's just hard being in relationships? Like, everybody goes through phases where you love each other and don't.
And then you have some troubles.
They're getting on your nerves.
Turbulence, there's trials and tribulations.
Them. And then you come back together and you figure it out and you fall back mm-hmm. in love. Isn't that part of marriage?
Mm-hmm.
The ups and downs?
The ups and downs. It's not meant to be easy.
Right.
In any degree or in any capacity. So,
right.
Low key, I might tell Mouse to leave, though.
You think he's miserable? He sounds miserable.
I'm a proponent to you got to stick it out and you got to try it. But it kind of sounds to me that he's becoming a detriment to his family. 15 years?
I was going to say, I'm surprised you said that. You always say, figure it out. You're married. Too bad.
15 years, though? I've listened to y'all talk a lot about, you know, relationships and trying. And it is hard and it is hard work. But I wouldn't go 15 years dissatisfied and unhappy without saying anything. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's not the case because then, yeah, you got to say something. The reality is y'all probably got to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
You asking
Clearly.
For advice, but what you need is therapy, dog. I'm not a therapist, baby.
And sometimes we get bad advice.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
If it's really this bad, if you hate your life, you got a beautiful wife. You don't call your wife beautiful unless you think she is, right? Your partner, you don't say that they're amazing unless you think they are, right?
Yeah.
Your kids, you say they're good. Or he called the kids amazing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so unhappy? Sometimes it really is you. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. That's literally what Mouse is saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said their real name.
We've gotten other DMs like this for Am I the Jerk, where people are like, I'm so miserable and I feel bad that I want to leave my family, but I hate my life. Like, why do we see this theme more often than we should?
Well, people can get a little too outside of themselves. And I think that's what's happening.
It's like, gotta reset.
Mouse needs to reset. Because do I think he should leave? Genuinely, actually, for real? No. I want to call him Dummy, not Mouse. Because if you say you got a beautiful wife, a beautiful life, you feel like you're the problem and you got to fix yourself because maybe there's stuff going on with them that you're not seeing because you're so into yourself, right? Maybe they realize more of what's going on with you than you can imagine.
Well, he's bringing everybody down with his energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
DZ
part.
Says, leave
figure it out.
Or get yourself together,
really.
If you're leaving, leave temporarily.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Talk to your wife. Tell her. Like, it might be tough. And I'm not saying y'all going to survive it, but if you feel like you need to leave, try the theory.
Have you ever done therapy?
Nah.
Have you ever done it?
No.
I've only done it a couple of times before I got divorced, and it's interesting how that some... And it's different for everybody, I'm sure, but one of the tactics I remember is like, tell me what you first liked when you met each other. Like, they try to bring you back to this place of like happy, like remembering
the early days,
what you
before
felt,
things got
what you
tough
fell
and
in
life
love
was
with,
rough.
Kind
right.
of thing,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I hear
you. Like, take yourself back to that mindset of like, I know I hate you now, but what did I used to like about you? You know what I mean? And then you get nostalgic. I don't know. I think they should try some therapy, honestly.
You think therapy first?
And then split.
Because
I could be wrong.
Sounds like they're saying split, you know, Mouse is going, I'm just going to leave, like, for good. No.
He wants a new life.
No, test the theory. No, man, you gonna, if you're leaving your great life, you're going to find a worse one.
The grass is always greener for a lot of people. That's the problem with the world,
take
right?
a two-week hiatus. Go live, if you can.
See if you miss your family.
See, man, because I guarantee you he's back after 4 days going, that was terrible.
I missed you guys.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much. You're going to find out, man. You're going to mess around and find out for
he's
real.
He's going to have the time of his life. One or the other. 414-533-1037. Should he stick it out or should he leave? What should he do?
What should Mouse do?
15 years with his family. He's miserable. He wants out. We'll take your calls next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So Mouse wrote in. We call him Mouse.
We call him Mouse.
He says he's miserable. He's been married for 15 years. He hates his life. He says he's got a great wife, great family, but he's miserable. And he thinks they'd be better off without him. He just wants to leave and start a new life.
You want to know something?
What?
Dude ain't wrote nothing about love in this whole thing at all. And I just realized that. Just realized he said
right.
nothing about love. So that might be a huge thing that maybe he's not even saying. Mm-hmm. Mouse, I hope you're listening, boy. Ooh.
Brianna's in East Troy this morning. Let's find out what she says because we're getting your text. Somebody texted it and said he's probably making his family miserable with his attitude.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
High key.
Brianna. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Let him in. We done let her in. She got her theme song called 5 days in a row.
Congratulations. All right, Brianna, what do you think Mouse should do here?
So I definitely think that some like couples therapy might help them.
Mm-hmm.
I think he definitely needs to talk to his wife and tell him that this is even an issue if he hasn't already.
Right, definitely.
But I also, DZ, I'm with you. Like, sometimes you got to take that hiatus. And if you can take a 2 week hiatus, and then he's probably
you guys are saying
up.
Take a break. Interesting.
I feels like Mouse is going leave for good.
And I mean,
yeah.
But test it out. Leave for a week. Leave for
right.
a couple of days. You're gonna miss your family. I guarantee it, man.
Well, that's
right.
Every breakup. You miss them, no matter whether you're supposed to be with them or not. Though,
but
that's
15 years ain't just a breakup,
yeah.
dog. That's a whole life changing event,
yeah.
and you don't just make that jump not with a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's reckless. Not with a family.
Right.
Nah.
Right.
Okay. So Brianna says stick it out and take a break.
Yeah.
But then come back together.
You know,
okay.
Get some help too, though.
All right,
definitely
Brianna.
Get some help.
Get some
yep.
help. Brianna, great advice. We
yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank
Have a
you.
Good day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. She's in Hales Corners, day two, calling in Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you say for Mouse? How can we help this man out? What do you think he should do?
I like what Allie said. She said the grass could be greener on the other side, but I say water your own grass.
Ooh.
That a girl.
Take care of your own lawn. Get some fertilizer and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he has a family that's being reckless, just like up and leaving. It kind of sounds like a little depression, maybe. Mental Health Awareness Month is May, so let's do that.
That's
that
true.
A girl.
That's true. Snaps on that. Yes,
yep.
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think he just needs to maybe do something they love. Join a bar league or do something fun and spontaneous. Get out of the roommate phase and just live life.
The roommate phase.
I love that she just said that.
That's the part of like marriage that's hell for people. They can't get back around. They can't come back together and fall
some
back
people
in
never,
love.
Some people never can, but Rebecca's
yeah.
bringing it up. She's saying, listen, water your own lawn. Mm-hmm. Maybe try to have some fun. What was that key word?
Try to fix it.
Mouse, keep trying. Rebecca, we appreciate your
yeah.
advice.
Thanks, Rebecca.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow, day three.
Yes. Somebody texted in and said, my husband was miserable for a while. And even though his misery affected our family, it really came down to the fact that he was miserable at his job and thought that he had to stay at the same job to support his family. As soon as he quit, he was a happier person. So the person who texted that in basically said that there could be, it might not have anything to do with the family.
It could be,
he's miserable, let's say, at his job, and that's then trickling down to his whole life.
That's valid. You know why? My first job out of college, great job, fantastic perks, benefits, all that good jazz, right? Yes. Like if you leave the job and you're kind of dumb for leaving it. Great money, blah, 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 blah. But I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. It was at the peak of a very needing time for us too. And I looked at my wife and I was like, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's taxing me.
You're like, miserable.
I'm feeling crazy. You know, I'm going out every day hating my life.
Yeah.
Then I come home, hate our life even more because, you know, we're not changing the situation.
There's no happiness.
It never stops. It never stops. And my wife just looked at me full support and said, all right, then quit. Mm-hmm. No, it's not ideal. We were in the middle of planning our wedding. And she goes, we'll do something. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Quit. Mm-hmm. So I quit. Ooh, whoever said that might be onto something.
Oh.
Ooh, they might be onto something because you feel reckless. And if you can't explain it, you think you have this great life and all of a sudden you feel hectic. It could be something unrelated to your actual life. It could be the real world going down on you.
Ooh. Some people are texting in, see a therapist. It sounds like depression, or try a trial separation. That may work because maybe he needs to step away so the universal appreciation can kick in.
That part. I like that a lot.
You don't know what you have till it's gone kind of vibe.
Exactly.
Okay, well, hope he works it out, whatever he does. The winning never stops at Kiss FM. We've got tickets to see Post Malone coming to Alpine Valley July 15th, 7:45 this morning.
Minutes away, y'all. Minutes away.
Love it. So DZ and I ran into a local celebrity on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see this one coming. Did you?
How do you not? Buddy, like 7 feet tall. Of course I saw him coming. Yes, I saw him.
I was surprised that we ran into him. But he was very nice.
That's right.
DZ and I were downtown in the Deer District Friday night from 4 to 7 because they decided to have a pop-up event called Bucks and Pups.
Genius. Who doesn't love bucks or dogs?
Right? So the Bucks, along with our friends at Winston's Wishes, who have a nonprofit, they help, you know, dogs.
It's a rescue.
They teamed up and they set up this little pop-up kind of event outside of the Deer District. And it was great.
Yeah, Friday night, man. Man, it was 4 to 7. They had food trucks. They had raffles. They had
vendors.
People were just hanging out. DJ Shauna was on the ones and two.
DJ Shauna was doing a great job. Yep, mixing it up. We got to see her, and we were the MCs.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go on the mic and just, you know, say things.
Talk.
But for the most part, we were just walking around doing whatever we wanted, and we were talking to people at booths and vendors, and then all of a sudden, DZ and I look, and I see, because there's all these people walking around with their dogs in the Deer District. And then I see this gigantic man.
Very tall man. Very tall man walking a very small dog.
DZ, I'm 5'11", so I'm usually one of the tallest people. This guy, when you see one of the Bucks, you're like, holy man, are you guys big.
You play basketball. But of course you know exactly who Marjon Beauchamp is, man. That smile, that grill, that hair, that energy. That man carries.
Doesn't he have a sweet face?
He's got a very, very cute, adorable boy face.
He's got an inviting face.
Him pinch his cheeks for some reason.
Very inviting face.
Now, he looks like a very nice young man, for real. All jokes aside.
He's got an inviting face. Mm-hmm. Like, some people just look, like, approachable.
Yeah, he's very approachable. Mm-hmm. It's his smile. Mm-hmm. He's got a genuine smile, man. Mm-hmm. You can't fake that. You
he's
can't
got
give
great
somebody
teeth.
Great teeth. Somebody really promoted a lot of dental hygiene in his life. But he was out there with his Frenchie bulldog, Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful brindle coat. I mean, of course, naturally, Bucks and Pups. It was literally Buck and his pups.
Yeah.
At Bucks and Pups.
It was exciting. And so DZ and I were like, oh, it's Marjon. And so then we went over. I said, let's go get a picture, because I didn't want to be weird, but I wanted to be weird. I was like, let's go get a picture.
Allie said, hey, you want to get a picture? What you doing, lady? You got a girlfriend? What? What'd you say?
Huh? Hey, cutie.
Huh? Now, what was that?
He's too young for me. Come on.
All right. Let Marjon hear that. All right. Don't have him sliding in your DMs.
Stop it. I posted the picture of us, and, you know, he liked it. He wrote a very nice emoji under our picture on Instagram.
Right.
And was, you know, he gave us, like, the high five prayer emoji and said, thank you.
Thank you.
We walked up to him, and I said, hey, Marjon. We're on the radio in Milwaukee. He's like, what's up?
So I'll be listening to y'all. Dang, what's good?
And I said, oh, people, somebody called in one day and gave you a very good review on the air. Because we were talking about what local celebrities
are nice that you've met.
That you've met. And somebody called in and said they had met Marjan from the Bucks. So I said, you got a good review on the air. He's like, all right. And then we took the picture and then we let everybody else start taking pictures. Because once everybody sees that one of the Milwaukee Bucks is in the house, then everybody wants a picture.
Floodgates. We was like, oh, y'all want to take a picture with us? Yeah. I was like, no, get out the way. You know, I was like, oh, dang, our bad. Marjan, got it.
You know who else was there that everybody was getting all excited about? I don't get as excited about this guy because I feel like I see him everywhere.
What?
David Gruber.
Gruber was there, too. Yeah, he was. I remember seeing him. I called him out. I was like, where are your dogs, Gruber? It's Bucks and Pups. Where they at? He was like, nah, man. My family wouldn't stop talking about this event, so I had to get out the office and come out here. Mm-hmm. Had to come slide by on y'all, see what was going on. So he stood because he had a tent. He was one of the vendors. Mm-hmm. It's Gruber. You know Gruber's everywhere
They're
in the city.
Everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere in the city. Yeah. So, of course, he was going to pop up for Bucks and Pups.
Which, no offense, Gruber. Seeing one of the Bucks was more exciting for me. No offense.
It was a 50-50. I like seeing them both.
Stop it.
Yeah, and the hurling guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Still can't join the team. You know, my shoulders hurt.
Those guys are aggressive. If you don't know what hurling is, it's a whole thing, apparently. They have a whole club in Milwaukee.
And
every time we run into these guys, they try to recruit us.
Y'all gonna join the team? I was like, Allie.
No,
that's all Allie.
We're not.
I can't. See, the way my life's set up, I'm already doing something else on those days, man.
And it's not curling, it's hurling. It's different.
Don't show up with your curling stick. Bring your hurling pole.
Yeah. Well, we had a good Friday night. We celebrated my birthday on Saturday. We talked about that already on the show. Sorry if you missed that update. But it was a good weekend overall.
What you sorry for? They can always listen back Odyssey app, Allie and DZ on demand. Quit playing with them.
Very nice. All right. Am I the Jerk is next. I'm actually annoyed with what they wrote in about.
What's going on?
It has to do with somebody who's throwing a baby shower for somebody.
Oh, a baby shower jerk?
Just hold on. Make it make sense because it's kind of wacky.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I don't know. We will read it next. And of course, they want to be anonymous.
Of course.
Rude.
We call him Mouse again.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The age-old baby shower debate. Only this has a few more details that makes it a little bit tricky, DZ.
Okay. You know I like layers.
Mm-hmm. There's layers. Lindsay wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's the jerk for thinking her coworker throwing a baby shower is tacky. But hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. This is what she wrote in. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for thinking this is tacky? My coworker is throwing a baby shower for her adult son. He has a 9-month-old child, which was the result of a one-night stand.
Mm.
The baby mama already had a baby shower while she was pregnant and has all the big ticket items at her house. The couple is no longer together.
Oh.
So it sounds like they met.
Mm-hmm.
They got it on.
Mm-hmm.
The girl got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to be together and work it out. It didn't work. And now they're split up and the dad has no baby stuff.
So the co-parenting is the problem that he's coming into right now.
They're throwing a shower for a 9-month-old, basically. Mm-hmm. They've already had a shower.
Well, you know, she had a shower. He ain't had a shower.
This is the debate,
right? This is the debate right here.
This is the debate. Is this tacky now that his mom, who she works with, is trying to throw a shower for this guy? This is tough because it's like, what if you already went to the first one?
Right.
I'm not going to the second one. That's not my problem. You broke up. Figure it out.
Well, right. Well, and the co-parenting is probably the back end issue here where it's like, baby mama is probably not letting him take the stroller or saying, no, I'm not giving you the car seat. You got to get your own car seat.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Or they don't have a crib at the house and y'all know cribs are expensive, right?
I've split up with a baby. I've been through this.
Touche.
So I'm well aware that I kept everything.
I ain't think about that.
I kept everything. And when he needed stuff, I went, not my problem.
Not my problem.
I had a different situation. But like, obviously, if you need a car seat for my kid, I'm going to give you a car seat. But this is what I'm saying. You got to have these things for the baby.
And they're all necessary items. And that's what they're talking about, big ticket items. Because cribs, the baby dressers, diaper bags, strollers, those are all big ticket. A car seat, big ticket items that
had a baby shower, though. What are you throwing another one for, lady?
Because clearly they need more. Well, clearly they need more. And I'm guessing that they're unfortunately financially unable to make the purchase themselves.
Is it tacky to throw the second baby shower?
shower for her son who has a baby?
Under the circumstance, I gotta say no. It's not tacky, and I gotta call Lindsay the jerk.
Really?
I gotta say Lindsay's not putting herself into that person's shoes, mm-hmm. and clearly they're doing this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say Lindsay is the jerk for thinking it's tacky because you're not putting yourself in their situation.
No way. I'm with Lindsay on this. I think it's tacky. Not the jerk? I think this coworker should not have thrown another baby shower for her adult son who has a 9-month-old and doesn't have the stuff he needs. Like,
interesting.
No.
Really?
I think it's tacky.
You don't hear that maybe like 9 months old? Like, you've clearly gone through your stuff already. Mm-hmm. I mean, diapers are expensive too. Mm-hmm. Baby wipes are expensive. And that butt rash cream, all that stuff, like that all starts to add up.
He already had a shower.
No.
And they already got the big ticket items. Mm-hmm. And now that they split up, we got to throw another one for the dad?
No, they didn't.
We're busy.
Baby mama had a shower. And it might have not even been with the same amount of people or the same people, period. I'm thinking she's going, hopefully people will help you buy this XYZ. Maybe you're going to get a crib out of this. Maybe you'll get the car seat. Maybe somebody will buy you that stroller. The big ticket items that baby mama's not sharing because she being very petitious.
414-533-1037. I love that word, petitious, which I only know means petty because that's where my mind goes in it, right?
Well, it's a made up.
Petitious?
Petitious is just the evolved petty. It's a stronger, more refined, fancy petty.
I like it. Because
I definitely made that word up.
You did?
I did. Petitious is a made up word. I did.
What?
It's 100% made up. Yeah. And I'll be petitious and keep using it.
Call me gullible. Because I believe that was a word. See, you act like you know what you're talking about, and I believe you.
Nobody gonna doubt it.
Damn it. All right, we will discuss next. Is Lindsay the jerk for thinking her coworker's being tacky for throwing this baby shower for the adult son who's got a 9-month-old? We'll talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Lindsay wrote in the show. She wants to know if she's a jerk for thinking her coworker's being tacky by throwing a baby shower for her adult son who has a 9-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with a kid one night, one special night with a lady friend.
All it takes.
They tried to stay together. They couldn't work it out. The baby mama's got all the big ticket items. The dad doesn't have anything. So now they're throwing a second baby shower. Let's go to Leah in Racine this morning. Leah, good morning. Is Lindsay a jerk for thinking that this whole thing is tacky, throwing the baby shower for the son?
Keep it real, Leah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, she's not a jerk. And that is super tacky and ridiculous.
Why, though? But dad doesn't have these items and they're not together.
Well, get Dad one. Better get the items.
No!
Dad needs to go get the items then. Or Grandma should go get the items because she's putting so much energy into a baby shower. Just go buy the items then.
Mm-hmm. It is already an expense to throw a baby shower. Might as well throw that money
at the
items that you need. Or maybe just do a GoFundMe rather than something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that would make me even more mad.
What?
The GoFundMe would annoy me even more.
Really?
Come
on, think about the people that are having trouble admitting that they're going through a tough time but still need these things to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's rummage sales. You gotta do what you gotta do for your kids.
Right.
You know? It's everybody else's responsibility.
Yeah.
That's right.
Leah, I do hear that, though.
You start getting into the second baby shower, and now we're the ones taking care of your kid. Like, I'm done.
It takes a community, okay?
It does.
Or y'all just going to abandon the community, see.
The single mom on the show shouldn't be beating people up, because you're right. It does take a village. You're not wrong, DZ.
Look at me just playing devil's advocate, Leah.
No, but you're right. When you're right, you're right. But I'm actually with her. Okay,
but Leah says no.
Not a jerk.
Not a jerk.
Thanks,
we appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Nicole is in Milwaukee. Nicole, good morning. Do you think Lindsay's being a jerk for saying her coworker is being pretty tacky for throwing this second baby shower?
I think she's a jerk, but I also want to know if his family was at the first one. And if his family was, I think she should give him what his family bought.
That's a great point right there.
What a twist.
Because she's keeping it all.
I'm a single mom. And the kid's dad had nothing. So, like, I would love if my kid's dad wanted to be a part. And if she's going to make it so hard on him, it's just like, you know, split the things, make it a little bit easier. So he actually wants to be there. He actually wants to see his kid. Maybe they're both young. Maybe they both don't have a lot of money.
Right.
Oh. I feel
that's
like
where I'm at.
If his family gave things, like at least give him what his family got. Like, I don't know if it was just her family.
I don't think it's tacky.
I don't think it's tacky if his family has one for him.
But that's so smart, though. I agree so much with Nicole.
We can talk about being petitious, DZ's made-up word, and petty all you want about, this is my stuff, get your own stuff. But at the end of the day, this is what's so hard with co-parenting. Mm-hmm. It's about the kid.
Well, it is
it's
about the kid.
It's not about you and your car seat. It's about, is the kid safe? Do we both have what we need to take care of this kid? And am I helping the kid by giving you XYZ, right? So it's like, I may not want to help you because I don't like you, but the kid needs a car seat or the kid needs a stroller, so here you go.
That part. Yeah. Why would you make it harder for him to care for y'all child?
Because you're mad at him.
Well, yeah, but that...
Sure. I'm not saying it's right. I'm giving you the reasons why people are petty.
True. Fair.
That's all I'm getting
at.
For
me, I would have made it easier for my son's dad. Like, I feel like I let him come in. If it was once a year, I was the mom who was like, come on.
Well, she just wants him involved.
Right.
Because she's not involved.
I just want him involved. And if I had two car seats, or even if I was like, hey, I'll keep the crib, you take the car seat, then like, let's figure this out if you're willing to be there. I just think like that.
And I think it's not going that way. And that's why Lindsay is out here writing in, because somebody's mom was trying to take care of their grandbaby. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And they want to be there. So she should really be thankful that he has a whole other side of the family that really does want to be involved and love him too. And I think the more people that love him, the happier this child will be.
Well, and did your aunt get the stroller, or did my aunt get the stroller? Because
if my aunt got the stroller, get out here.
Give him the bassinet and you keep the crib, or, you know, just...
You got to figure it out. Yeah. Nicole saying...
Give him half the clothes. I don't know.
That part. That baby's half yours. That baby daddy should get half the stuff. Nicole,
she says jerk.
We appreciate your call. One for one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
I guess we'll go to Melinda in Rochester, who's got her own theme song. It's been a minute since we heard from her. She called 5 days in a row and earned it. Melinda! Surprise!
Hey, how you doing?
Surprise, you're the tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk today.
I don't know if I've talked to Melinda yet.
Have you never met Melinda?
When you first joined the show, DZ, I met you.
Okay, so we did meet. It was just very early on. Okay, very well, I'm happy to talk to you again, Melinda.
She's back.
I'm back.
Melinda, jerk or no jerk?
You're the tiebreaker.
Jerk.
Oh!
Tell ya, you know, it's expensive for guests to come to constant baby showers. Mm-hmm. And I've even had some people invite me to another shower because they had a, you know, let's say they first had a girl and then they had a boy and then they wanted another shower. You know, people can't afford all of this either. And I like the last caller. You know, you got to work with one another. And it's more important that the dad is involved and more people that love the child. It's so much better for the whole family and
that's
the children.
True. I love it how Melinda's like clearly doing something and we're on speakerphone and she's like continuing to go about her day.
She's getting ready to go to the gym or something.
I love it.
I gotta go to work.
Oh, she's putting her bag together. She tried to get breakfast, run out the door. We made her late because she wanted to chime in on Am I the Jerk?
She's dedicated. So Melinda, you're saying that Lindsay's a jerk for thinking the second baby shower is tacky. Is that what we're saying?
No, it is. It is tacky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's saying not a jerk.
Oh,
she's
Melinda. So you're saying it is tacky that they're having a second shower?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is tacky.
Oh.
So can I represent myself?
Mm-hmm. No, we got you. Not a jerk is the way you meant
not
to
a,
say.
Yeah, you're saying not a jerk. That she's not a jerk for thinking it's tacky.
It's confusing because Lindsay, who wrote into the show, she wrote in saying, am I the jerk for being horrified, essentially, by my coworker's second baby shower she's throwing for her adult son who had a baby out of a one-night stand or whatever, right? So,
but there already was a shower.
Yes,
so
that's really
how many times are you going to ask people to come to the same baby shower?
Got it. So no, Melinda was saying not the jerk, but yes, it is tacky. Mm-hmm. It is very tacky, and that's why Lindsay's not the jerk for thinking it's tacky.
Right.
Now we got it. Now we understand. Melinda. Okay.
Thank you, Melinda. You have a great day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Have a good day at work. Bye.
Get to work.
Get to work on time.
Speaking of getting to work, we are going to give away these Post Malone tickets. We got to do those next. next, so don't go anywhere. Post Malone going to be at Alpine Valley July 15th. We have got your tickets coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Kiss FM. Oh. Whew, all right. Oh, I see what song you pulled up. You know, my son.
I got you.
My son is obsessed with this Post Malone song, one of his favorite songs on the planet. And we are giving away tickets to see Post Malone coming to Alpine Valley July 15th, which means somebody is going to be going with a friend this summer.
Ooh-wee.
It's a Saturday, I believe.
That's a perfect day for a show. Alpine Valley is a great venue, too, man.
So fun.
Nice outdoors. That was where my wife and I saw our first concert together.
What was it?
It was Lil Wayne and Rick Ross.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Maybach Music Tour. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Really?
Yeah. We that old.
That's awesome. You're not old. I saw Jimmy Buffett there.
Dang,
I don't think I ever saw the one who's always there, Dave Matthews.
Nah, fair. They basically own Alpine Valley.
The staple.
Except for on the 15th, mm-hmm. when Post Malone is there, going to be mm-hmm. killing it.
Caller number...
We'll do 15 times 2.
30.
Yeah.
You're lucky I could do math. I'd be really mad at you about that. Post Malone coming to Alpine Valley July 15th. Caller 30. You're going to see him. 414-533-1037. And you know why my son loves this song, too, because it's from Spider-Man.
Oh, duh.
Hair.
Duh.
So, on top of everything, he loves this song. So, there you go. Post Malone. Post Malone right there coming to Alpine Valley July 15th, which is a Saturday, everybody.
That's a perfect day.
Ooh, and if you don't have tickets yet, we've got them for you. We're giving them away. Amy is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm. What are you up to this morning, Amy?
Just dropped my oldest off at school, and then I got to go home and do wash and, you know, basic mom chores.
I love the Wisconsin accent. I got to go home.
And wash.
And
I love
wash.
It. You know? All right there, A. Well, guess what, Amy?
Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, today's Monday. That's it. Bye. Have a good one.
Have a great day. No, you're caller number 30.
Hey, Wampa!
Yes. I'm so excited.
Have you ever seen Post Malone in concert?
No, never.
It's amazing show. He's got more songs. He's got one of those catalogs where you just know every song.
Keeps going and going and going. Mm-hmm. It's endless, man. And he's a great performer. Everything you see online, he's just a genuinely happy-go-lucky type cat.
And he's always got a red solo cup on stage with him.
With water. Right. For water.
Yeah,
for water.
Right. Yeah, right. Please.
Water.
Amy, hold on. We're going to get your info, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
She's got to get home to do her wash.
You got
to
get the wash in. You know what I'm saying? Got the kid dropped off. Now you're going home, going to do basic mom things. Mm-hmm. And probably blast Post Malone the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy's going. It could be you tomorrow. Same time. We will give them away again every day this week at 7:45. Hooking you up with those Post Malone tickets when he comes to Alpine Valley July 15th. Happy Monday.
That's a way to start the day right there. Ooh-wee. Winning some tickets. Now go get that wash in, Amy.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful today. Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Somebody needs to get Kim Kardashian a bottle of wine. Doesn't she know this is why parents drink?
Doesn't she own a wine company or something like that?
She doesn't drink that much. She's talked about that on their reality show, which the Kardashians coming back this week, another new season on Hulu. But
last final for real this time, ultimate season.
Probably not. Let's be real.
Probably not. That's the whole name of the show.
She's doing interviews because the new season is coming out. She's talking about how she actually cries herself to sleep sometimes because parenting is so challenging. She has 4 kids. She's a single mom now.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids are 9, 7, 5, and 4. Those are, woo-wee.
Those are tough ages, huh?
Tough ages, but they're starting to become more independent.
Well, and the older kids can help with the younger kids.
Yes. But she said that there are times where it's just such a whirlwind day. She's like, you take care of one kid, then the other one needs something. You get a jacket, then you need a shoe, then you got to feed, then you got this. And I get it. Every parent gets it.
She's like, I'm just so exhausted having to tell assistants to go get things for my kids. It's tiring as a mother with 15 assistants. Single mothering is hard with all these people
it's
around
so
me.
Hard.
To do things for me.
She said, but this part I do get. She said, it's hard for me to play good police officer and bad cop. Like, that's where I struggle as a parent. You don't have any, you can't ever throw it on somebody else.
You got to be the mediator. You ain't going to say, ask the nanny.
Yeah. It's not like, go talk to your dad or it's your dad said no. It's like, you're always the one. You know,
that I get. That I get. You got to be judge and jury, sometimes executioner.
She said, parenting is really bleeping hard. That's the only way I can describe it. It's the most rewarding job in the world. But she said she does some sometimes just go and cry herself to sleep because she's so overwhelmed. But this is why I started the break saying, get her a bottle of wine. This is why parents drink. Hello?
All jokes aside, I do hear that, though. I mean, could you imagine having to put up with four young ones being, you know, incredibly rich and famous and having to fulfill all these other responsibilities and duties? Like, I get why some famous parents have tough times with their kids. Or the kids grew up to be different or difficult, because you got to be a parent and be a public figure. That's tough.
I wanted to cry on Saturday because I had my 9 and 11-year-old were fighting in the car the entire 20-minute car ride. I picked them up to go have lunch for my birthday.
For your birthday, right.
The whole time they're arguing, and I'm like, this is not...
This wasn't cute.
You're stressing me out.
This wasn't the cute part of my day that I was envisioning, boys.
And they're like yelling at each other, Hudson, I'm talking! I'm talking! And this is what I'm listening to in the back seat. I'm like, shut up!
If y'all could just both be quiet!
My chi is getting ruined right now!
Allie said, yeah, both of y'all talking, and that's the problem.
And then you wonder why I drink so much. See? This is why I'm telling you guys. What did I do on Saturday? I got drunk.
Somebody get Kim K a bottle of wine, man.
Please, Lord. So confused. So confused. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, I don't know how people do it.
You got me confused. Talking about some, I didn't know what to do. I was lost. were you lost about?
I was shopping. I was at Ulta.
I can smell it from here.
Where queens belong. Ulta, where you can get everything you need all at once.
And they got a little corner for the kings sometimes, too. Y'all could go in there, too, fellas.
They do have a corner for the kings. They have a cologne section. They have every type of cologne you could think of at Ulta.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been up in there and smelled the smells.
But I went there for a few things. I knew that I needed some makeup things. Okay. And I knew that I needed, like, some razors. I needed a few things.
So you went in there and just did a little loadout for your birthday, right?
But my parents, bless them. You know, mom and dad send, you know, grandma used to send like a $5 check and a card.
Yeah.
My parents send a nice little, that's my birthday present.
They send you a $5 check and a card?
They sent me a $5 check and I said, well, I have money to go buy stuff.
Big baller.
So I wanted to buy myself some new perfume because I have one that I don't, I have this light blue, which is, I think, Dolce & Gabbana, and I like it, but I don't love it. It's not one of my, I don't feel like, you want to feel sexy and good when you have on your scents, right?
I hear you. Yeah.
So I said, I got to go find a different one. So I walk in there and I start smelling all the perfumes. And I got more confused. And I thought, you know, this is why I hate shopping for stuff like this for scents. Because I feel like as a woman, I don't know what smells good. Because those are not the scents I'm attracted to. The scents that turn me on are the colognes. Because because when I smell a guy, I'm like, oh, yeah. So if you asked me.
Smell like Tim McGraw.
So if you were to ask me, what colognes do you like? I could tell you. But when it comes to perfume, I'm lost. And I feel like men should be telling us what to wear and we should be telling you what to wear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but no, but then y'all be saying we be mansplaining stuff. When we're just trying to give some honest input.
Fine.
Don't be asking us how y'all smell, because we're going to say y'all smell good every time.
Well, I was just so confused in there. I thought all of these smell the same, like flowers. Like, why do female scents all smell the same to
Rose, lavender.
Yeah.
You know, a little pink something.
All the same. All the same.
Or you smell like citrus and sweetness.
And then I'm smelling every perfume on the display, and now they all really smell the same. I'm spraying them in the air. I can't smell anything anymore.
So what do you do? What's your routine as far as like how you pick a scent for yourself?
I get annoyed and I just pick one at the end and I leave and I go, well, let's hope for the best.
You don't have a go-to where it's like, as long as it doesn't smell like patchouli, we're good.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, as long as it doesn't smell like citronella, we gonna be alright.
Nothing speaks to me yet, and I've never had one where I've gotten a lot of times compliments will make you go, this is it.
Because you know,
I had one where I've gotten a ton of compliments and I go, well, then these ain't it.
That is interesting.
You following me?
And everything smells different on different people, right? The cologne you got on or the perfume you got on might smell different on you than it smells on your friend. And that's like with the oils of our skin. So some colognes and perfumes complement you differently on than off.
I'm glad you brought this up because I asked a man and he said, well, this one smells good. I go, yeah, but you don't know how that's going to smell on me.
On you, right.
So even though you may like that on another chick, that doesn't mean it's for me.
Allie said, come here, smell me. How does it smell on me?
Do you like it? Because they all smell the damn
same to me, I'll tell you that.
Well, after a second, your olfactory gets all messed up and you can't even focus anywhere. You dang near got a headache standing in there. So that's tough. But my, you know, my go-to, it is definitely asking my wife.
That's
my
the
go-to
way.
Is like, you like how it smells?
That's the way. Because
I could pick a scent for me, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I know my scents. I know my range. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a musky guy. I like some of the sweeter scents, mm-hmm. but definitely still some earth tones to it. Mm-hmm. You know, my mm-hmm. favorites back in the day when I was young, these Young Buck days, mm-hmm. Curve. Mm. Curve on me, boy.
Mm. What about Axe body spray? No, I'm just
hey, honestly, I smell good. What it used to be, what, the blue one? The Phoenix?
Yeah.
Ooh, I used to smell good in some Axe Phoenix, boy. Just double pits to chesty that mug.
You know what's funny? I was talking to my sister, and she's been wearing the same perfume for like 15 years. I go, stop.
That's too much.
That's what I told her.
You gotta rotate.
I said, you have to evolve.
You gotta rotate.
She goes, I've been wearing Clinique Happy, and I go, stop. I go, it's not that there's anything wrong with Happy, but you've been wearing it for almost 20 years.
You smell
enough's
the same.
Enough's enough. Like, yeah, get a new scent.
That's how scents turn to grandma scents, because you've smelled grandma for the last 20 years, and she ain't never used no different perfume or scent. That's why granny's couch smells like granny's couch, because that's the aura of never been changed.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to be careful with that. You're going
to
turn
it up.
That's a grandma scent. There is this one, and I forget what brand it is, where it comes from, but every time I smell it, I think of my grandmother.
Oh,
I think of my grandmother.
Really?
And my wife bought one similar. I told her straight up, I was like, nah, that smells like grandma.
Get it out.
Nah.
Get it out of the house.
Nah, that ain't the one, ma.
Somebody texted in and said, you need to smell coffee beans in between smelling perfume. That was Julie from Oak Creek.
I look like I just got coffee beans in my pocket. I know I'm Colombian, but dang.
Whoever texted in, Allie, I feel like you'd love Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. That's the one I have already that I like, but I don't love.
How do you pick your scents for you, though? What's your go-to on scents? Because to me, that's tough. I'm going to just ask Aaron straight up.
Somebody said Ariana Grande's God is a Woman smells so good. I get tons of compliments. I've smelled her stuff, and it doesn't do anything for me.
You know something I just thought of?
What?
You should get a gender-neutral perfume cologne.
What
if you say
mean?
If it, well, they got perfumes and colognes that are for both sexes, men or women, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You could be a part of the alphabet gang, and you could still rock it. It's for everybody. Gender-neutral scents might be your go-to, because you said you're attracted to the manlier smells.
Well, I can tell you what colognes smell good, because that's what I'm attracted to, because I like men.
But maybe a gender-neutral will complement your skin, let you like the scent, but it's not going to be like, dang, now I smell like a dude.
Well, I would never want to wear cologne or smell like a dude, but those are the ones I can tell you what smells good.
But if they're gender-neutral, it's for both sexes. It doesn't matter what you are. You might be onto something. And I'm talking to myself. Might be onto something.
Is it still a sexy smell if you get the gender-neutral?
Of course. Sexy doesn't have a definition between man and woman. Yeah, sexy's just sexy.
Perfumes don't turn me on. This is the whole point of what I'm getting at, and I don't know what to pick. You see what I mean?
You might need to get you a little pheromone multi-sex use cologne.
Multi-sex use cologne.
It's for all the sexes.
Well, I'm wearing cologne, everybody.
Yeah, hey.
DZ said so.
You'd be surprised. What? I be using my wife's deodorant if I'm out of deodorant and I like that.
You wear your wife's deodorant?
Hell yeah.
Do you smell like a chick?
Nah, man.
Because
I love
mine
it.
Is very. My deodorant totally smells like a girl.
I smell fresh and clean and like cucumbers.
I have a secret. It totally has got that flowery chick smell.
Well, my secret is that I be using my wife's cologne sometimes. Or my wife's deodorant. My wife's deodorant sometimes.
Not cologne.
It be feeling right.
All right. Well, listen, I want to know how you shop for scents, because DZ, you ask the wife. I just give up and pick one randomly in the store because I get so flustered and I don't care anymore. And I see the text coming in. We're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. How do you shop for scents? Don't they all smell the same? We're going to discuss next. How do you shop for perfumes and colognes? Especially if you're attracted to the other sex.
How you shopping for scents?
Make it make sense, because I was trying
make
to
make it make sense.
Make
I see what you did there.
Oh,
but
I got
you
puns.
And you said you ain't punny.
I'm punny. Look out, everybody.
A punny mother lover.
I want to know how you shop for perfumes and colognes, because unless somebody's telling you what makes you smell good, I got into the store and I was smelling them all, and they all smelled the same to me by the time I was done. Like, and none of them were working for me, and I went, I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know which perfume I should be wearing.
Out with a headache and go, screw it, just whatever.
And I have a headache because I've smelled so many perfumes, that's
exactly.
Why. Let's go to Kathleen in New Berlin and see what her advice is when it comes to buying perfume or cologne. Hey, Kathleen, how do you figure it out?
So I was in the same kind of predicament as you. I was looking for a new scent. I'm recently going through a divorce, so I don't want to smell like I did, you know, when I was married.
You want a new
so
vibe. A new vibe, I feel it.
Total new vibe. Mm-hmm. So I actually took a very good friend of mine who's a lesbian, and I said, what smells good on female?
This is a great idea. Now we're talking.
That's really smart, actually.
This is where I wanted. This is the kind of advice I needed. Yes, go on.
She's like, well, what kind of female do you want to be now that you're getting divorced?
Go on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to be a fun female because, you know, you're a single mom of two. And I'm like, I want to be fun again. And she just kind of laughed and she goes, how much fun do you want to be?
Oh, my gosh.
How sexy do you want to be?
How much fun exactly on a scale of one to bounce chicken wow wow.
Funny.
Exactly. So I settled on like a Tiffany and a Prada perfume. Which is a little bougie for my taste.
But when you actually go look at perfumes, most of them are expensive and bougie anymore.
Either way.
I looked and I'm like, all of these are like $100.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter at this point. I've just got to pick one that works for me.
Y'all better try Scentbird. Quit messing around, man. You get your little sample plaque.
I'm back at Bath & Body Works in the spray section.
Getting a pink spray.
I went to Bath & Body Works, and on the daily, I wear like their spray because I really can't wear any spray where I work.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I work in healthcare. I work in the OR, so I can't wear any spray.
No, that's bad. You actually can't wear like cologne sprays, ORs, but NICUs.
Kathleen gave us the answer. One of the answers I needed: take a lesbian. And ironically, Destiny texted in and said, "I'm there for you, Allie."
Listen, you need to bring somebody of the opposite sex or who's attracted to the sex you're looking
to
attract.
That part. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathleen. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. We'll talk to you soon, Kathleen. Bye.
All right, Norma's in Kenosha. Norma, what do you think? How do you shop for scents? Because everybody's texting in what perfumes I should buy. I see all of your advice, but how do you decide what smells good? Because I feel like, well, I know what cologne turn me on. How am I supposed to know what perfumes are going to smell good to other people?
Mm-hmm.
So my kids are annoyed because for any kind of holiday where they gift me something, I always ask for the same perfume. And it is old school, so it's Perry Ellis for Women 360.
I like that.
That is my favorite. Yes, that is my favorite scent.
Okay.
However, I would agree with DZ. Maybe find something that's gender neutral for you, because there are some that are really good.
Am I going to smell feminine is the question. Because for me, perfume means I want that feminine touch. So when you guys say gender neutral, I go to, well, that's what the whole point of the perfume is, to add to like my feminine that night. Are you following me? I'm being as blunt as I can
this. Yes, 100%.
So then I hear gender neutral and I go, well, isn't that what's, now I just smell good. Like,
on a man, it's going to smell a little manlier. On a lady, it's going to smell a little ladier.
So it evolves to whoever it's on. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's adaptive sense out here.
How does it do that? That's so weird.
It just knows.
It just knows you're a man or a woman. What if it thinks I'm a man?
Right. What are you in the mood for? So do you like something light and airy? Do you like florals? Woodsy? That's what you need to go off of.
I'm only She's perfume when I go out, though. I'm not wearing it every day. I'm not an everyday perfume girl.
No? I always spritz one or two. Like, I just got to smell good. That was instilled in me from youth. That's why I keep a constant rotation. Mm. Right now, I'm rotating my Mercedes-Benz cologne. You know what I'm saying? That black. That's a good scent. I like that scent.
Huh?
That's the one that's in the car.
My brother actually had that. And I tried it because I love the scent of it. And so, I was going to mention that. I use it for myself and I love it.
Okay. Well, good to know. So you guys are saying, you're giving me some good advice. Norma, we appreciate your call. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Norma.
You're welcome. Can I say good morning to my two little buddies?
Go for it.
Who the buddies?
All right. Asher and Lily. Good morning.
Good morning, Asher and Lily.
Norma, thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Let's,
can we just pull up a dude real quick? Since
of course
I'm
we can pull up a dude.
My whole issue is I don't know what dudes want me to smell like. This is the whole issue with me and the scent problem. Ryan in Calabama. He's got to have an opinion about this. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody's telling me to get either gender neutral or to take a lesbian with me.
Both valid points.
They are very valid points, but I don't agree with the gender neutral. That's not my thing.
Okay.
You've definitely got different scents for different moods. So if you know if you're in the mood, play your theme and go for it.
Okay.
So that's what drive you it is. Me, I don't use cologne anymore because I have the beard. So my beard balm and stuff takes over it all. So I can't smell it.
That's,
you know?
That cedar. They be putting, the sandalwood. That normally smells good like cologne alone. So you don't even need it at that rate.
Wait, so that's what, beard oil?
Some beard oils, they're too too strongly scented that it don't matter what cologne you got on under it. Your beard, when your beard is long and luscious like Ryan from Calabama, you know how much oil you got to oil that bad boy down with?
I've only dated one guy with a big beard.
Oh, dude. It's four pumps a morning, man. Four pumps a morning and four pumps at night.
I'm a two pumper. You know what I'm saying? He be getting four pumps in.
Every guy I know is a two pumper.
Oh,